This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Fun baseball conversation to start the show. I'll have some fun with some other stuff along the way. Game 2 of the Baseball Card World Series, 1140. Kurt Schilling will join the show at, what did I say, Game 2? Game 3 of the Baseball Card World Series at 1140. Kurt Schilling will join the show at 1:20. Before the break, BT, you had teased that you want to ask me about the Mets X Factor. The way I would say it, I guess, is the rotation, because we could go over the lineup, and Mendy let it out there yesterday on Mets Hot Stove with Gary Apple, Zeal, and Blevins on SNY about the lineup. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not see this.
It's going to be Soto, number two.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't do that, but I'm not surprised.
Lindor, Soto, he didn't write it in stone, but said, all right, we already named Lindor, the first guy. It seems like it's going to be Soto, number two. Anyway,
did he go beyond that? He didn't go to three and
not,
four, right?
He did not go beyond that. But you
probably
could do the
Vientos and Pete, I would think.
Yeah, I mean.
I would think, right?
I think what they're going to do, it's not what I would do.
Yeah.
What they're going to do is, this is just a guess, they're going to go Lindor, Soto. That's not a guess. That's what he said. I think they're going to go Pete, three, Nimmo, four, Vientos, five.
Don't love it.
I would go, my lineup I've been giving you all winter here, Lindor, Soto, Vientos, Nimmo, Alonso.
Yes, which differs from mine of Lindor and then Vientos, two, followed Soto, by Soto, three, Alonso. Followed by Pete Alonso, four, then Nimmo, so then maybe Alvarez, whatever.
But we all have three different ones.
And his is the one that counts. He's the manager, so he's not going to listen to us.
All right,
so X factor for you, Sal.
Now, for the whole...
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Because the perceived weakness of the Mets going in is the staff, much like the perceived weakness of the Yankees is their lineup. So you hit me with the X factor for the lineup. Your X factor for the rotation.
God, I think it's a great question. If we're going off the same premise that we did with the Yankees, right, it's going to be, for me, who's got the highest potential to be a difference maker. Like, I think Peterson is solid. I don't think he's got the potential to be a difference maker. Clay Holmes, I think, will be solid. Could be a disaster. I think he'll be solid. He would maybe be second in this list. I think it's Kodai Senga. I believe Manaea is going to be what he was a year ago. I don't know what Kodai Senga is going to be. And people can say what they want. I know you like him. You're higher on him. He was very good his first year. He was a disaster last year. Did not pitch. And when he did pitch in the postseason, wasn't very good. Is he going to be as good as he was his first year? Is he going to be somewhere in between? The expectations for Senga, let's not forget, and it does mean something. The expectations for Kodai Senga when the Mets signed him were never to be an ace. He's not Yamamoto. He wasn't supposed to be an ace coming over from Japan. He was supposed to be, and matter of fact, the Mets at the time thought he might be better out of the bullpen.
So, is that true?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about when they signed him? Because they gave him 5 years, 75, to go out of the bullpen.
He didn't get a lot. They thought I don't know if it was the Mets. I think there were people in the organization and people outside of the organization that viewed him better off as a reliever.
Okay.
So I think Senga, like, is it safe to say, in your opinion, that Manaea is pretty solid as a one or two?
Yeah, I think, you know, on a loaded team, he's not your ace.
Right.
But, you know, I'm a Mania fan. Okay. I think he's going to be very, I think he's going to be good.
Or maybe
I like
the better way to phrase it is it safe to say you know what you expect to get from Sean
I think he's going
to
be effective. He's going to have a good year.
Me too, right? I kind of can figure out what he's going to be. I think Senga could pitch like a number one or could pitch like a three or four. And if he pitches, like if Mania does what he did at the end of last year and we expect him to continue doing, and Senga pitches like he did in 2023 and is a top of the rotation guy, don't you think that changes things with Senga and Mania then?
Yes.
As a 1-2 punch?
100%. So I like Senga.
That's why I know you believe in him more than I do.
I do.
I mean, that's why I have him as my X factor. I think he could be a difference maker in the rotation. Who else is it? I mean, maybe Montas would have been the answer to this question if you asked me, you know, a week ago.
Uh-huh.
I got it here, BT. Mania, Senga, Peterson, Holmes, Blackburn, Canning, McGill, Frankie Montas. Like
Holmes,
that,
yeah. Who's four again?
I had Holmes, Blackburn. Five.
Yep, and who's six now?
Canning.
That, okay, so
Tyler McGill.
Yep, I got you. All right, so let's do this. So it's not conventional, but it's a six-man rotation. Obviously, if you got five, it's easier on the math. Because give me the percentage. So, okay, Mania, we're going to give him a check. Senga, you're worried about, so we're going to give not an X, but a question.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, I just changed my answer. I totally forgot something.
What? Okay, who is it?
Brandon Sproat.
He
could be the X factor because you saw it last year, Christian Scott came up and showed good potential.
I think Scott looked great.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. But again, he got hurt.
I think Sproat's
now
pretty filthy.
Now, again, who the hell knows? I'd be lying to you if I said I know anything about Brandon Sproat. Like, I haven't watched him pitch. I've seen the highlights and know enough about him to know that he's a guy that I regretted to mention last week when we were doing this exercise, or earlier in the week about Montas.
Okay.
He's just getting overlooked right now. Of all these names, outside of Senga and Mania, Sproat's got the highest potential. Like, it's not even debatable.
It definitely seems that way. Yeah, I've seen some clips on social.
He's got the highest ceiling. He's supposed to be...
I know.
Now, I mean, years ago, it was supposed to be Mike Vassell coming up. You know how I am about prospects.
Mm.
But for the X Factor conversation, if I'm factoring in Sproat, who right now is not in the picture,
yeah,
I think he could be a difference maker in this rotation.
Interesting. All right, so I just wrote his name. I push him to the side. So we're going to put a check next to Mania. We're not worried about him. You are, and again, there's varying degrees of concern or questions, but it's not unfair for you to put a question mark next to Senga, correct?
I would have a little bit of a question.
Yeah, that's why I say there's different degrees. Yeah. Peterson, slight question?
I think less of a question than Senga because I think the volatility of what he... Like, I think he's just going to sit nice as a three or four.
Holmes, question or no?
I think you have to.
You have to based on the transition.
You have to. Now, for me, I do trust that it's going to work out, but come on.
When you guys signed him, I liked it.
Absolutely.
I liked it more than most. But I'm like, okay, it's smart.
Absolutely a question.
Blackburn, question.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not good, but if he's going to be a starter, that's...
Yeah, well,
so we're going to put a little question, right?
I think he's okay as a five or a six. I mean...
What about Canning?
I mean,
who the hell knows? Yeah. So question, because we don't really know a ton about him.
Question.
So I think any way you look at it, Sal...
Montas, obviously.
A massive question. I think it's anything less than saying that, at least now on paper, and I wrote it down, so I'm literally holding paper, that 50% of the projected Mets rotation, not including Sproat, is a question. Right. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. How many position players are questions?
I would say...
This is where it gets more favorable for you, but there's got to be a few.
I would say...
Second base?
But even that, like, I think that... I think the questions, like, they're not going to be loaded at every position, so I kind of know what I'm getting from Siri. You may not like it, but I like it. Like, I like the defense and the potential pop there.
Okay.
So I'm okay with that. That's not a question. Soto, obviously not a question. I think Alonso, less of, like, you should know what you're
getting. He's going to hit home runs.
Again, to me, I don't think he's going to have a huge year, but I hope that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Second base is kind of insignificant. It's McNeil, Acuna. Like, I'm not expecting much there. I would say question, but mild, like, or an insignificant question. Lindor, no question. Vientos, I don't have a question. I think the two biggest questions are Alvarez and Nimmo. So if you were to ask me the biggest X factor for the Mets lineup, it would be one of those two. Maybe even more so Alvarez, because at least Nimmo, the floor is still...
He's going to hit some home runs. He's not going to hit 220.
Right,
I know what you mean.
But I still think he could be... He has all-star potential. I'm counting on Nimmo being an all-star this year. If he's not, it'd be a disappointment. I told him that to his face. So, I mean, he's expecting that too. We'll see what happens. But, yes, I would say the bigger X factor or question is Alvarez, where he could be a star or he could be a bust.
So think about what we just did here. We did the Yankees, we did the Mets. Yankees have a couple of questions around the batting order, positions, fewer questions on the staff. Mets probably have fewer questions with the lineup, but more questions with the rotation, which is exactly why I said I like both teams coming in. I think both teams are good, but
there's things,
both teams didn't go all in. That's exactly what I said an hour ago.
Yeah, and it's just the difference of how you would prefer your team being built, heavy in the rotation or heavy in the lineup. I would go the lineup myself. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back.